carried down 235 with my pants on fire.
Pants on fire!
The great, great Crazy Joe. Crazy Joe and the Mad River Outlaws. Crazy Joe is live in studio. Welcome, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Just love you and your spirit and your vibe. But also, there's a pretty cool show going down this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, and that involves, it kind of involves Crazy Joe, but it also definitely very directly involves our other in-studio guest today, Richard Stockton. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you.
You are playing hooky from the village of Yellow Springs, where you work with the water of this fine village.
Yeah, hopefully my the village manager or my supervisor isn't listening in right now.
We were discussing that, but they actually do know that you could be on the radio today.
Yeah, yeah. I clocked out.
You clocked out. Thank you. You guys, you will be on stage with the Professors. Tell us a little bit about your band, the Professors.
We're a kind of a 60s style garage rock band.
And we're going to hear a cut in a minute, and yes, indeed. You guys formed a long time ago, and actually, Crazy Joe, you were in the band. What was that about?
I was fired.
Were you fired?
Twice.
Hard to believe.
It's true.
I don't believe it.
It's
fired.
Very true.
Richard, is it really true?
No, he actually quit.
whatever.
And then he was fired.
Twice.
Yeah, that part's actually true.
You can't quit. You're fired.
Yes.
Yeah, but that you guys formed about 10 years ago, is that right? Or
maybe
more?
Not quite that many, but something like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Came together with what sort of guiding principle for the Professors?
Do we have any principles? Did we? I can't actually speak. Do you have principles now?
No, it was more like just influences.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny because Crazy Joe, you are now actually a professor at Wright State.
How ironic.
Long before you were in this band, the Professors, long before you ever were a professor.
Yes.
See how the worm turns?
And I don't have to worry about my boss listening in because I gave my last final this morning.
Did
Thank you
the
very
very
much.
Last one.
That's right.
Perfect. Richard, I have one of the tunes you were kind enough to bring me three songs from. Is this from an upcoming release, or is there going to be more and a full record coming out?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We just went ahead and finished three songs so that we could let something out. We haven't had a record or an album, I should say, in about 2 years.
So. Yeah. Well, it just sounds fabulous. I hope that you do finish this up and have an official release. Tell us a little bit about this first tune that I love called Lies, about the recording of it.
We recorded this at Cybertechnics with Phil Mahaffey. It's mostly live, and it was it was recorded to 2-inch tape, directly analog.
Now there are some people out there that, I mean, real recording geeks that are going, wow. Yeah. That's real nice, fat, and capability, full, rich sound of analog, no digital. So this is a completely, until you burned a CD to bring to me, completely analog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you keep the scratch vocals on that? Or did you recut the vocals?
No, the scratch ones are on there as well.
Far out, man.
So a live recording.
With live vocals.
Overdubs?
Yeah, we overdubbed on the vocals as well.
Yeah, but still. Very nice. Well, very good. This is The Professors. They're live on stage this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern with Turd Ferguson, who actually is at home at Joe's house right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but I wanted to get to this tune, The Professors, from their upcoming album, I Sure Hope. And you may be lucky to hear this on Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. Check it out.
Stop telling those lies.
Professors from their upcoming album, It Is My Hope, recorded at Cybertechnics. Is that right? Is that the way? Here we go. There you go. The Cybertechnics, which as the song was playing and we were just basking in that full fat sound, you gentlemen, which are Richard Stockton from the Professors and Crazy Joe, who's the liaison for Turd Ferguson, also playing on Saturday night with the Professors at Canal Street Tavern. You, the two of you, were regaling me with the details of this amazing and almost unknown recording studio. Right here in our midst. Tell them what you were telling me.
Well, Phil's been in that building since 69, right?
He's recorded many, many artists over the years that were big in Ohio, like the Ohio Players, I believe.
And that band Sun. And he's
and
done
many more.
And many, many more. And I mean, he knows that place like the back of his hand.
So you told me that the console itself came out of Philadelphia. It was the same board, the same literal piece of equipment.
Yeah, it is Sigma Sound's original console that all that Philly soul was done on. All the OJ stuff.
Unbelievable.
Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones, all that killer sounding Sigma Sound stuff is his console that he got in 78 or 80 or something like that.
When they upgraded and he was smart enough to buy that. And all the equipment is sort of the reverb units. You're telling me.
I think that they were used for some Beatle tracks.
they
were brought over.
Right. He's got Capitol. He's got Capitol's plate reverbs from their New York studio. He's got four EMT-140s, and I think two of them are the Capitol ones, right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely. And when you think about reverb now, it's an electronic process. It's an algorithm now, but it used to be a physical thing. Reverb was created more or less mechanically by running the sound into a room or a space that contained these, as my understanding, bent plates that, as they received the sound, they would echo, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's basically a 4-foot by 8-foot plate suspended in this frame. Oh, yeah, and they weigh like 500 or 600 pounds each.
Oh, man. But that's all right here.
Yeah.
It's kind of astonishing.
Everyone needs to record there.
At Cybertechnics.
That's
right.
Sounds
like that they might do fireworks.
Yes.
But
oh, he does that too.
Fireworks.
I'm sure it was a very futuristic name in the 70s.
Yes.
It's Phil Mahaffey and some pretty great work apparently being done. There we go. Exhibit A.
And Pete Mahaffey. Pete Mahaffey did the mix.
Is that the dog?
Yes.
Richard Stockton from the Professors and the great Crazy Joe. Now, Joe, I have to say, I've never seen Turd Ferguson, who's just arrived in the country, it's my understanding.
Yes.
And he, tell us about the connection that Turd has to Dayton, which really is a very deeply musical connection.
Well, okay. So not much is actually known about Turd Ferguson himself. All we know is that in 2003, he came to this country in search of Nick Kazernis.
Who's also Turd Ferguson. I'm going to start saying Mr. Ferguson because I'm going to crack up if I keep saying Turd, spelled with a Y, T-Y.
Yes. Oh, yes, all Ys.
It's Latvian. And
it may be an error from the translation from the Cyrillic to Latin alphabet.
Oh, okay.
But we don't really know.
We don't know. Well, maybe. Well, I know he's not a big talker either, so.
No.
Well, he doesn't speak English.
He doesn't speak English, and he's actually wanted in many countries.
Well.
In fact, I have to pick him up from the Latvian embassy all the time.
But he's one thing that we do know about him, among the international man of mystery sort of mystique that surrounds this amazing performer, that he is indeed a great guitar player.
Well, that could be. Never seen him myself. Because as you well know, we've never been photographed together and I've never actually seen him play.
You wouldn't shake his hand.
Should I not chomp my gum into this microphone?
I was going to say
I'm
something,
sorry.
But I was waiting for a right time. There you go. Yeah, just put that. He's sticking the gum to them. I'm telling Nina.
I put it on the windscreen so I can chew it later.
Gum on the you think it'll lose its flavor?
I hope not.
Crazy Joe and Exhibit A on the craziness as well. Turd Ferguson with the Professors this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. And also, I think that he's known, again, I've never seen him. Like, one time I thought I had seen him, and then I, turned away and turned back and it seemed like you had been standing, it was weird.
Are you sure it just wasn't a green and cheerleader?
Yeah, because I guess he's known to be a snappy dresser.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have any input on, did he just arrive with a suitcase?
You know what? He showed up at my house.
Yeah.
He ate all my oatmeal cream pies, and then he helped himself to my closet, and I happened to have two green and cheerleading uniforms. I have a home and an away, and depending on the proximity to Enid, Ohio, he'll choose the appropriate one.
So it's going to be a visual as well as a great audio experience this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern with Turd Ferguson. Who's opening for who? Are the professors the headliner show there?
The professors are the headliners, and as a result, they have chosen to play first.
Yes.
Because you get that prerogative as headliner.
It's true.
Right, yeah.
It's because Richard doesn't actually want to see Turd Ferguson. He wants to go home and go to bed.
Aw.
That's actually the truth.
Oh, is it okay?
Yes.
No.
Richard, I want to play another tune from this great, great, just three-song little teaser. I'm not even going to call it a sampler, teaser, because it's so fabulous. The next one on here is called It's Time. Tell us a little bit about that.
I actually wrote this song after I read a lot, and I read a book called The Coming Insurrection by the Silent Committee, and I just liked it, so I kind of lifted a little bit of it, and we wrote this song.
On 91.3 WYSO. We have a professor Actually, two, when you think about it. But the singer on that tune, that was you singing.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Richard Stockton, who's visiting us today from the Village of Yellow Springs, in the Village of Yellow Springs. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
And may I? I'm sorry. Well, you were going to say.
And an actual professor. We call him Crazy. We also call him Joe Trichler. And it's a great honor to have you in here as well. And go ahead.
I was going to ask Richard a technical question on the air. Is that
please?
Okay. How did you distort the vocals? Did you crank the – is that from the console or did he run it through some other stuff?
Yeah, we just overdrove it.
Overdrove it.
You just cranked up the gain on the console. You just overdrove the console mic preamps?
Yep, on the console.
Do you remember which mic you sang in on that? Was it one of his Telefunken mics?
I think so.
Really?
Wow.
It was an expensive one.
Yes. For all of you other nerdy listeners who are geeking out to the Sigma console, which is an Electrodyne, by the way,
ooh.
Phil also has a couple of Telefunken microphones that are like worth more than my house.
No kidding.
Yes.
And it's all right there in our beautiful gem city, like a hidden gem, this Cybertechnics, not a fireworks company. As it turns out, a smoking, blasting music, awesome locale.
Yes.
Huh. Well, I really appreciate your sharing that with me. I feel almost like a small bit of shame that I didn't know about Phil Mahaffey and his amazing...
Let's book something there, Nikki.
Yeah, let's
you
do
and me.
It. We should. We should.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Well, you guys are booked for this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. It's Turd Ferguson and the Master Exploders. Is this band came with him, or is it a pickup band here in Dayton?
Oh, it's a pickup band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know any of these guys that played with him?
Well, and actually, there's a story about this particular pickup band.
Oh.
His original band was a couple of Latvians called the Latvian Polka All-Stars.
Sure.
They are no more.
Oh.
And all Turd Ferguson will say is that he bunched them. No one knows
is
what that even means.
Is that Latvian for something?
No one even knows what that means, but I think Willie Dixon has something to do with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So he has to play with pickup bands.
He has to play with pickup bands.
Because the other one was bunched.
And the guys in the pickup band don't want to reveal who they are either.
Wow.
But let's just say that if you think about the Master Exploders versus the Mad River Outlaws,
let's just say
it's like Finkel and Einhorn. We're just going to let the people think about that. We're just going to let the people think about that.
So let that wave over your mind and also let your thoughts throw forward to Saturday evening. What time does the show get underway? Man, I'm still washing over with that. What time is the show?
We normally wait for people to start
just
to arrive.
Showing up.
And since it's Dayton, it's always a little later than
it is,
than
isn't it?
Realistically, you'll start at like 10 sharp.
Yeah.
10 sharp.
Usually, we should say 9 because then people won't come till 11.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You're playing noon on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
And
that's right.
Show will probably start that at 10 p.m. No, 9:30, I think, is that the doors may open right at that or before that.
Yes, and there will be zesty snacks free of charge, and Richard's going to buy everyone's ticket.
Wow.
That's not true.
It's true.
There won't be snacks.
And by the way, the next song you're going to play on the air is Richard and I singing Tales of Brave Ulysses in my parents' garage in 1998.
Do we have that?
Yeah, I think so.
Joe probably has
it
on a reel.
I actually
somewhere.
Do have it on a reel. It's a 3-inch reel to reel. I still have it. I would like to say something else, just another connection, if that's all right.
You bet.
Do you mind? Okay.
No, not at all.
One of the predominant influences of Turd Ferguson and the Master Exploders is, of course, Dayton's own The Mulchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And
that's a Nick Cazernas entity.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
And the first time I heard the Mulchmen was in Richard's basement.
That's right. We were working on your Cadillac.
We were working on my 70 Coupe de Ville.
You guys are the most magnificent nerds that I've ever met.
Everything I know about being a nerd, I learned from Richard.
You can't see it, but they're smiling
it's
ear
true.
To ear. So how did you meet? What amazingly
Joe,
technical?
I bought an amp off of Joe. He used to work at a record.
Absolute Music downtown.
That's right.
Wow.
And you came in with your 66 Impala, and first you tried to sell me your Impala. Do you remember
to
that?
Buy
and
it.
You said you're asking 10, but you'd take 95 for
okay.
me.
I still have that.
And I was like 17 years old, and I'm like, I don't have that. I drive a $400 Buick LeSabre.
To this day.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I talked Joe down on an amp, and you almost got fired.
Yes, he talked me down so hard on an amp that I literally almost got fired.
You had to like pay some of your own money to cover the...
Well, no, but I did have to order another one for store stock.
Wow.
Yes.
Which later on, you sold that amp for me, remember?
Yes, I did.
At an extreme loss.
At an extreme loss. That's right.
Dude, what kind of an amp was it?
It was a PVE acoustic or something,
PV?
Right?
Yeah. PV?
E-coustic. Hey,
no.
Don't knock PV. PV
I'm
rules.
Knocking PV.
Meridian, Mississippi. Knocking.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
No kidding. You talked about on a PV and sold it at a lot.
Yes. And then I was at Wright State. My very first quarter at Wright State as a young and impressionable 18-year-old. Yes. Walking past the quad, and Richard said, hey, music store dude.
Oh, that's cool.
Of course, I was sitting there playing guitar with,
with
the rest of the nerds.
That's right. All nerds.
Pale, friendless nerds all
yes.
hanging together. No, I tease.
It's
guys
true.
Are actually among the more awesome people. It's nerdiness, of course, is going to deliver the day, I'm pretty sure, with all, when push comes to shove.
Exactly.
It is Turd Ferguson with the professors. At Canal Street Tavern this Saturday night. Let's play one more from this great three-song teaser. Tell us a little bit about the third song, Richard.
This song is actually written by our drummer. His name Ooh. Is Phil Cavanis. He's a
great, the ravenous Cavanis.
A great musician in all facets.
Really? A drummer and a great musician?
Oh, yes, yes.
Huh. You know what they call a guy that hangs out with musicians? A drummer.
Oh.
Right? You know, no, I tease. Drummers take so much grief, you know, in the rock and roll joke pantheon, and I have a lot of them.
How do you know if a drummer's stool is level?
Drool's coming out of both sides of his mouth. How do you get two drummers to play in time?
Wow.
Knock one out.
Oh, that's good.
Did you hear about the drummer locked his keys in the car?
Oh?
Yeah, it took like half an hour to get the bass player out.
Ah!
Yeah, it was a...
But that's good.
We tease, and they take a lot of grief, but drumming is like a high form of math, if you ask me. So this is written by your drummer, and what's it called?
It's called, I can't remember.
It is called One More Try.
One More Try. It's well, see, he wrote it. I don't even...
It's the professors live on 91.3 WYSO, live in person, and here's a great sample of them on memory.
I said some things that I don't mean to say. Well, come on, baby.
Mr. Professors on 91.3 WYSO. They're on stage this Saturday night with Turd Ferguson. And maybe keep your eyes open and ears peeled for Turd Ferguson, because I guess he's looking for some more dates while he's in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, for the time being. But Richard Stockton of The Professors, tell me about the lineup that we'll see Saturday night on stage at Canal Street.
There'll be Phil Cavanis on drums, and we have Matt, our guitar player. And we have a keyboard player, Tom Salvatierra, who is sometimes not with the band. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't have keyboards. So it's always
bonus.
A treat when we do.
Yeah.
So Tom will be, and then me.
All right. And you play an instrument as well.
Well, I just mainly just sing or yell, as you could say.
Right. Sure. So why'd you need that amp?
What's that?
Why did you need that amp?
He had another career as a street busker for a while, and yeah.
I actually can play guitar.
Yeah, he's actually a very accomplished guitar player.
But you don't play guitar.
He's not
on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
When you're taking your shirt off on stage, you can't have a guitar on.
It's very hard to unbutton your shirt and play guitar at the same
strap,
time.
It's
true.
A cord. It's all. So encumbering. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show this Saturday night. I don't doubt it for one hot second. Show gets underway. It says here 9 p.m. I finally looked at the sheet here. It says 9 p.m. for the show. Doors open at 8, of course. And it's Canal Street Tavern, always a great venue, a great club, just a nice vibe, a good space. I've seen so many great shows there. You know, I almost never leave the house, but I'm thinking about coming out Saturday.
We will put you on the guest
list.
Would
you really?
Heck yeah.
No, everybody's
going to
show up. Nikki Dakota. Yeah. Yeah. plus four. Yeah, we're good.
Yes.
No, I think that would be actually a great deal of fun. So anything else? Any else sort of light that you can cast on people? Because, I mean, how many times has Turd Ferguson played in Dayton or in the country for that matter?
Well, off and on since 2003.
So there's been a few performances, but you know, I was asking around and not a lot of people sort of knew, you know. So if you could like say a couple things to prepare people who maybe have never even gone near Mr. Turd Ferguson, could you know, just say a couple things? Well, they're worried. Take a breath, Joe. Do it. So you can't. You just can't. Can't do it. Can't do it. I get it. Okay. That's all right. So it'll be a sort of mysteries to be revealed. Mysteries.
Is the FCC going to get me for that one?
No. You know what happens, though? If we go more than 30 seconds of silence, the transmitter will call.
Oh, really?
And say, hello. Yeah, it's really weird. It's a female voice that calls. So
like
we're good, though. Yeah, like Siri. Very much like that. Mm. No, but we're good. We're all good to go. And, of course, being quiet is never a bad thing. Mr. Richard Strickland, thank you for... I said Strickland. It's Stockton. Have I been saying it right? Okay. Very good. Thank you for being here. Thanks for bringing me these songs.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for your great work for the Village of Yellow Springs.
Thank you. Yeah, and by the way, how is the manganese content today in the Yellow Springs city
it's
water?
It's quite low.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to know this man drinks water from the tap.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm proud to do it. Crazy Joe, I'm a huge fan of yours. I just like what you do. I appreciate that you're smart and that you're sassy and that you know a lot of really good jokes and you're a complete tech geek.
The feeling is 100% mutual in every way, Nikki.
In every way. And you teach. Now, if someone wanted to go back to college because they're so inspired of hearing you here on the radio today, what course would they take that you would teach them about at Wright State?
Well, next semester, I'm teaching Biomechanics 2 for the Department of Biomedical, Industrial, and Human Factors Engineering at Wright State University. And the best part is that I don't really know anything about bio, and the last time I took a mechanical engineering course was probably 2001, so... So,
but you're so sharp.
I shouldn't say that on
the first
air,
day of that
I?
First class. You know all these things. He's a man of secret knowledge and
sounds
sharpness.
Like the students will really be getting their money's worth.
Shut up.
We're gonna go out with Crazy Joe, another one from the great, great record. Will you send a box of CDs with Turd to the show? Come on, he's your friend. He's staying at your place. At least you could, maybe people could pick up a Crazy Joe CD.
I guess if I wanted to be a good capitalist, I would do that.
I think
that.
You ought to.
Yes. There are no Turd Ferguson recordings yet. But
well,
come to think of it.
Can you encourage him to?
Come to think of it, if we do a recording, if we do it at Cybertechnics with Phil Mahaffey, will he call the authorities?
I think Phil would keep your secret.
Do you think he would? We have a few secrets on Phil, don't we?
That's right.
So I think you could present it in those terms, and everybody would be none the wiser.
Yes.
Crazy Joe, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Nikki.
Richard Stockton, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Here's Crazy Joe from 2007. And, you know, maybe we'll get lucky and Turd Ferguson will do a Crazy Joe cover on Saturday. You never know.